We're here with Jossie Schiller of the Bison Women's Basketball Program. You transferred in this past offseason. What has the whole experience been like for you going from Grand Forks basically your entire life to now Fargo this year?
Yeah, it's been a really smooth transition. Obviously, like getting here in the summer and getting on the court with the girls is great. And just kind of being in the city of Fargo, and it's only an hour from home, so it's not too bad. I still can get home, but it's been really good, especially on the court.
I'm sure it helps a lot, too. You've had a ton of success at the Shack and in Fargo as well in your high school days. But this season, I mean, many people thought the Bison Women were going to be pretty darn good. But your team took off. You're riding a 20-plus game winning streak. You're undefeated entering the last weekend of conference play on the season. What has that experience been like? And did you think that this team was that good when you transferred in?
Yeah, I think I knew we were going to be pretty good. And we were all pretty confident going into the year and just excited to get out there. And yeah, it's just been a great year. We're all playing really well together. Everyone kind of knows their role out there, and it's just been super fun all together.
The team that you play with, whether you're talking about you know, some younger players coming in like Carrington Asp or even Avery Coonan, who might be the best mid-major player in the whole darn country, what has it been like playing with them alongside them, and how have they helped you improve as a basketball player?
Yeah, I mean, they're great. I think we have so much depth, especially at that post, obviously with Avery, and having Carrington come in off the bench is just crazy, but they've improved so much, and I think it's just really helpful to be able to play inside and out. And obviously, if it's working for them, we're going to get them the ball, and we know they're going to kick it out to us too sometimes.
Coming into college as a Division I player, you played really well your freshman year, being one of the top freshmen in the Summit League. Now as a sophomore, you're starting to get your footing, I would imagine, underneath you. As more or less an undersized guard coming in Division I, how have you taken that mantle of coming out, playing every game, getting a couple steals, distributing the ball, and playing just as large as anybody else?
Yeah, I think I just know my role, and I think so many of us do at this point of the year. And I mean, obviously when you're smaller, you got to be quick, you got to kind of do some of the dirty work down there and things like that. So just embracing that and knowing if I can get a tip here or there or set my teammates up, that's what I'm going to do.
How great is it to be able to have the Shack each and every given night so full, so packed, and just having so many people cheer for you? Because I know in high school it was terrific. I know a couple years ago there's some attendance things were a little bit of an issue, but it seems like fans are starting to come back into the facility. What are those experiences like each and every night with you guys putting on a good product and the fans supporting you?
Yeah, I think the Fargo community has been really great this year, and I'm excited to obviously play tomorrow and see what crowd we can get. But it really just helps, you know, give a home court advantage when you can have all those people cheering, and just makes the game so much more fun.
What would you say, since coming to college, you've worked on most to improve your game as a basketball player?
I'd probably have to say my defense, just again being undersized, just trying to, you know, like cut people off and just do what my coaches need me to do and guard all the other smaller guards out there.
I don't want to foreshadow too much, but with a squad that's got over 20 wins, a team that's riding a 20-plus game winning streak, there's potential to make the national tournament. Of course, you win the Summit League tournament, and you're an automatic bid in. How cool is that potential of possibly being one of 68 teams in a national tournament at the Division I level?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. I mean, we talk about it, but, you know, obviously we have these two games just to finish the regular season, and then conference tournament, those three games that we want to try get to play will just be really important to solidify that.